You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let us take stock, shall we, here at the beginning of a program on business and the economy, of the state of business and this economy. Because honestly, could be better. Here are just a couple of numbers from today's news. 837,000 people lost their jobs last week. Personal incomes were down almost 3% in August and related. And to be clear, time is running out for help from the federal government. There is no deal as of yet, which means that all across the country, from neighborhoods around Disneyland to the outer boroughs of New York City, people are facing a coronavirus winter kind of on their own. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst gets us going from New York.
At St. Anne's Episcopal Church in the Bronx, the line to get food often wraps around the block. It's a mix of young people, children, and elderly. The Bronx is part of the poorest congressional district in the U.S. Many people who live here commute to Manhattan, often to work minimum wage and essential jobs. Locals tell me they've never seen anything like this line before. A man named Garrett Faber said he comes here once a month to get food because his unemployment check.
It's not quite enough because, you know, my bills are pretty high. And I pay rent and, I have other bills. I have student loans.
He's a social worker who lost his job. The Bronx is the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic in New York City. The area I'm standing in, Mott Haven, has had over 1,500 COVID cases. Unemployment here is now around 25%, according to analysts. That's Great Depression levels.
When the economy gets a cold, places like Bronx get pneumonia or cancer.
Joel Berg is the CEO of the nonprofit Hunger Free America. He says life can be very tough for many residents in the South Bronx, but COVID has been catastrophic.
And so their tenuous living before this, when they were just at the edge of survival, has been destroyed.
Erica Groshen is a senior economic advisor at Cornell University. She says jobs in Manhattan created what economists call
multiplier effects. You know, how many jobs does each job support?
A lot. So as Manhattan offices remain mostly empty, many janitors, baristas, cooks, and other workers who call the Bronx home have seen their jobs disappear. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
You lose a job, of course, more happens than just going without a paycheck. A lot more happens. So we asked Marketplace's Eric Barris to talk to some workers who'd been furloughed.
Back in April, Monica Harris was furloughed from her digital marketing job in the Atlanta area. At first, she was optimistic.
Maybe this is the time, like, I need to just be, like, doing other stuff, working on some passion projects, like, just stuff like that.
Then her furlough was extended, and her extra unemployment benefits ran out. She spent the summer worrying.
I hope I'm not the next Breonna Taylor. I hope my fiancé is not the next George Floyd.
And now she expects to be out of work for the rest of the year.
Last month was probably the hardest out of the whole time I haven't been working that I really was feeling like, oh my God, like, am I going to be okay?
The pandemic, the struggle for social justice, the uncertainty surrounding the election, add in unemployment, and the stress can be overwhelming, says Art Goldsmith, an economist at Washington and Lee University who studies how joblessness affects mental health.
All sorts of insecurities undermine emotional well-being. And this is a classic case of that because you just don't know. And employers don't know either.
PSA Airlines flight attendant Danita Grosti starts her furlough today.
I live right next to the Philadelphia airport. So whenever planes go to land or take off, often hear them. And it's sad. It's very sad.
As is not knowing whether she'll go back to work on a plane. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.